Cockney, Unit C2.
It was one of our blokes, one of his family, like cousins or uncles or, you know, in that range, had had an accident and been taken to hospital. So he spent, I think, most of his weekend without any sleep at all at this hospital, like, until he knew that the person was going to be okay. Anyway, come Monday morning, he decides to go straight to work. And he comes to work, and say he's had no sleep at all, and he's got a job to do in this house to provide an extension phone, you know. And usually it's you run the cable upstairs into a bedroom. It's the usual place to have the phone. The bed was fitted into slots in the floor, so he couldn't sort of move it over. I mean, he could only get two legs out of the hole in the floor, and he needed two people to actually lift it and move it. So he laid across the bed to finish the cabling and screw the terminal box on the wall. And not having had any sleep, he just sort of drifted off. And the thing is, the gentleman who let him in said he was going to work and his wife would be in shortly. And she's come in, and not knowing the telephone man was there, I mean, see a van outside, but she didn't, you know, sort of put two and two together. She's come in, she's gone upstairs into the bathroom, and she's taken her clothes off, like, you know, and gone into the bedroom to get her house coat. She was going to have a bath. And there's a strange man laying on the bed, snoring his head off. Needless to say, our bloke spent about 6 hours in the nick trying to explain what had happened. Yeah, spent 6 hours in the police station.